the point is that I know that between 2001 and 2008, a lot of attempts were made to get this project completed. I know Dr. Anane, when he was the Minister for Health and an MP for Bantama, tried several times. There are things I can't say because I know that this is a project that is dear to the hearts of Kumasi residents and beyond, because people from other regions do come to the hospital. The place is congested, so we need to get this maternity block completed. But it's a question of dedicated funding. As the chief director said, we tried once, it didn't work, but this one, we are sure that if we get the support from finance, it will go through and we will have this project completed. His Excellency, the President John Dramani Mahama, asked me, what are we going to do to complete maternity block and also the Bekwai? You know, the Bekwai Hospital to Slaga. And he said, Mr. Minister, you have to do everything possible to make sure we complete these two projects in the region. And I'm telling you that this maternity block, we've gone far. We have the company's name, the amount, it's at the Ministry of Finance. We are waiting on it. And we are hoping that once it gets to the honorable members, they will expedite action on it. So you will soon see the proposal in Parliament to complete the project.
There were three issues which all affected the optimal functioning of the MRI machines. And essentially two have been definitely addressed. It's left with the third one, which is the anesthesia machine to help stabilize the children. Because even adults, you go and lie inside it and you are frightened, and let alone the children. I mean, which is something they are using cannulas and others for the meantime to stabilize the children. So, as far as we are concerned, I mean, all the issues to a large extent have been addressed for the optimal functioning of the equipment. But we're still working to get those plates so that they don't have to use cannulas. They will now have direct connection, which will make the anesthesia machines to function optimally as well. But coming to the issue of the revenue, we all anticipated that these were high IGF generating equipment, and as such, they should be able to raise sufficient resources to be able to maintain the equipment. But it appears whatever revenue is generated goes into the general kitty, and therefore, with the many competing demands in a big hospital like that, it's never possible to actually have anything accumulated sufficient to take care of the maintenance costs. I believe what we will do, we will undertake two things. First, one is to undertake a retrospective study that will see how much income each of those machines generates to get an idea of the quantum of money and to see whether it should be capable of maintaining the equipment or not. The second thing we would also do, perhaps to direct the hospitals to set aside in a dedicated account all IGF accruing from such equipment so that it can be there when the need arises for any maintenance to be undertaken.
I would think that you need to do an audit. You need to do an audit to be very sure that the machine is not self-sustaining. What we were told was that the machine has the capacity to have 40 scans per day, but because those items are not in place, they can only do 4 a day. But 40 per day can make it sustainable. So if 40 per day is still not sustainable, then there is something wrong. You might have to go back to Kolebu and find out why they had a problem, because it should be sustainable. And of course, there are other private ones here that are doing it for profit, that do not resort to government for any income. I'm not asking that in the case of the government, they should be charging the same amount. but they shouldn't be making profits. They should have enough. They should break even. They should have enough to be able to maintain the equipment for the service that they render. They should be able to do it. If they are not, then I think there should be an audit. Somebody should go there.